Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live, and even be open to being on the air with me and giving your opinions or your comments on today's episode. Just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. Pretty much immediately. Okay? So again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 877-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, let's see. I hope you guys have had a great weekend and you're back at work today and you're doing well, hopefully. And again, hope you had a tremendous weekend. It was a pretty nice weekend. We didn't get much rain here in the ATL, but they say that it did rain a bit last night, but I guess I slept through it, right? So that's what's going on. Right now it's 84 degrees in the ATL with the high today of 93, low tonight 74. Tomorrow high 93, low 73, partly cloudy on Wednesday, high 93, low 74. So we're looking at the 90s. Pretty much all the way through the week, we're looking at clear then cloudy skies until Thursday. Thursday, we're looking at maybe some possible scattered thunderstorms. I think you guys should be looking for scattered thunderstorms every day, right? Every day you should look for scattered thunderstorms, especially July, August, September. That's all we do here in the ATL is have scattered thunderstorms pretty much each day. Now, today's word of the day is soulmate. Soulmate. S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E. That's two words. Soulmate. Soulmate is a noun. And soulmate is a person who is perfectly suited to another in temperament. Okay? The second meaning is a person who strongly resembles another in attitudes or beliefs. An example says they have been best friends and soulmates for nearly two decades. Okay. And again, the word of the day is soulmate. And that's a person who is perfectly suited to another in temperament. And a person who strongly resembles another in attitudes or beliefs. Now, I have a soulmate. I'm sure there are lots of people out there who have soulmates. And my soulmate, I guess, my soulmate is my wife. And that's, that's how we are. I think we're perfectly suited to each other in temperament, and and we kind of resemble each other. Maybe not in attitudes, but beliefs, kind of for sure. So soulmate is your word of the day. So take that, stick it in your vocabulary, and use it when you feel is fit. Soulmate. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Thank you for tuning in to the show and welcome. I see other people are joining the show and thank you guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I hope you guys had a great, great weekend. I've had a great weekend. And maybe you're at work right now. listening to the show. I'm not sure, but just stay tuned. Today's episode is entitled, College May Start to Admit Transgender Women. What do you think? Okay. And I wanted to discuss the transgender community as they try to attend an all-girls school in Atlanta. So, first off is a transgender is, a transgender woman is a man who has transitioned to become a woman. All right? And I'm going to get into some other aspects of this because this really bothers me. Not only transgender, but all the gay and lesbian people, they bother me. I'm just being 100%. That's the way I am on my show, and I'm not gonna change. Okay, if someone's out there who's listening to the show, and actually I work with a couple of not transgender people, but gay people, and you know. Hey, I don't have any problem with you as long as you keep that to yourself. Don't talk to me about it. I'm not interested in it. And don't do anything physically to me that I didn't do to you. Don't touch me. Don't put your hand on my shoulder. Don't, you know, it's gonna get ugly if that happens, okay? And all I'm saying is, I don't bother you. You don't bother me. Bother other people all you want. That's y'all's thing. I don't have a problem with that. Do your thing. Don't bring it to me. Don't try to get into my kids. Nothing like that. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say. But I keep the show 100%, so I'm just saying that I don't agree with transgender women, transgender men. I don't agree with it, okay? And some people say that, some people are born gay or lesbian. I call men gay. I call women lesbians. And you are not born gay or lesbian. You're not. And so at some point in your life, you change. And you want to go to that lifestyle. You aren't born that way. Okay? So what you're saying, and this is what I tell people all the time. So what you're saying is, if you say that people are born that way, so what you're saying is God made a mistake. You know, I'm not saying God made a mistake. Yes, you are. You're saying that God made a mistake. You're saying that God made a mistake in having you be a woman instead of a man. You're saying God made a mistake by having you be a man instead of a woman when you were born. And that's not true. Okay, everybody know that God doesn't make mistakes, right? God is, you were born as a man. At some point in your life down the road, years and years later probably, you decided that you wanted to be a woman instead of a man. And now because of the political temperature of the United States right now, that these transgender people or LGBT community or whatever you want to call it have really gained a foundation or a leg to stand on, so to speak. And because of that, they are starting to bullet their way into different venues, different, you know, things and all this stuff. And people are succumbing to them. And this is another aspect of that. So this Spelman College, which is a all-women's college here in Atlanta, and now they're thinking of admitting transgender women. That's men who has transitioned to become a woman. Now, here's my thoughts. And I'm not going to read this article and all this. I found the article on it and all this. I'm not going to read the article because I think that Spelman is succumbing to outside pressure of the LGBT community. And all I'm saying is that, okay, if you're a man who now has become a woman, who has, you know, female parts, and who can prove that they're now female, then, okay, you might be able to attend Spelman College. Now, something that's bugging me about that part is that, okay, now you have a man in a woman's body. So you know, I don't know if the testosterone or whatever's still there. I don't know if you're taking pills to change that. I don't know how all that works. I don't know what activities that Spelman College have, you know, extracurricular activities that Spelman College have, you know, in as far as sports and things like that. So you think of now these transgender women attending Spelman College, now they're going to be able to play women's sports that Spelman College offers and be, you know, superior. I think, yeah, I'd say that, superior. So when you say that, you know, I wouldn't say all, but some men are, you think that a man playing a sport is a little more superior than a woman playing sports. Not all counts happen like that, but most are. That's my opinion. And I don't see how a transgender woman should be allowed to attend a women's school. And again, unless you've had the surgery and everything's been done, you've been snipped and tucked and all that, and prove it, then hey, I, you know, that's the only way that I could see admitting these women into school. And of course, if they had the credentials and the finances to go there, then I don't think you can block it, okay? Well, I don't think it would be totally fair to not let them go there. But if they're saying that they're in the transition phase of going from a man to a woman, then no, you can't attend Spelman College. I think that's fair. Okay. Now, because essentially that's a man going to an all-women college. That's technically what it is. Technically, that's where any transgender is a man going to a woman's college. I don't care if they've had this surgery. When you were born as a man. You were born as a male, not a female. So now you got a male who's had their body parts snipped and tucked going to a women's college where all these are females, born females. Now, I'm sure there are females on the Spelman College campus who are lesbians. I'm sure there are quite a few on that campus who are lesbians. And they're women in an all women's college. That, you know, that seems like that would be the real thing for a lesbian is, you know, a lesbian going to an all women's college. I mean, they be in heaven, right? You got you like women. You're a woman who like women, and then you go into an all women, and you get to go in these dorm showers and watch all these women. And you're a lesbian. You know, it's like, you know, at work, I heard one of the guys say, man, you know, they letting a lot of gay men and lesbian women into this place. And, you know, sometimes in the men's locker room where we change, you know, you feel uncomfortable because you know that this guy is a punk. And then his locker, a couple lockers down from yours, and he's in the locker room at the same time you are. I don't like that. And so this guy suggested that they need their own locker room. A smaller locker room, whatever, with a few lockers in it for those people who say that they're gay. I don't know. I don't think the company would do that, but hey, it'd make us feel better, I'm sure. But anyway, it's same with women, okay? But Spelman's going to make a decision here in the next few months. You know, school's just starting. So I don't see this happening as far as the decision goes until later on in the year or even maybe early next year as far as making a decision whether to admit transgender women. If you have a comment or opinion, dial 1-818-301-5834 and press number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air to give your opinion or your comment on this subject. And again, believe me, you know, I'm not a basher of these transgender men and women. I'm not. Hey, that's your life. You decided to go that route, down that road, you deal with it. But you don't force your lifestyle onto someone else. I mean, you know, Spelman College has been in existence for, I think they said, 135 years as an all-women college. And now, 135 years later, all of a sudden, you got men who have become women wanting to go to an all-women's college. And somewhere in there, something's wrong. Okay? That's to me. That's my opinion. Right? That's my opinion. And, you know, you say something different, that's your opinion. And you're entitled to your opinion. But my opinion is they should not allow transgender women into the school. Again, unless, and that's a big word, unless they've had surgery and, you know, gotten their sex change happened and all this stuff, and they can prove that they're now women, then, you know, I guess that's okay. But I get some straddling the fence on this, but it just bothered me to see that story. And then it bothers me for people to have to make this kind of decision and then it be put out into the media. You know, what if they make a decision not to allow transgender women? Then now Spelman's going to be put under a microscope and start saying that they're discriminating. Okay, they're discriminating. But, you know, I'd say that you can say they were discriminating when they started the college as far as being an all-women's college and not allowing men to go there. And vice versa, men's college, like a Morehouse or something, they don't allow women, they only allow men. Now, I'm sure that on Morehouse's campus, that there are punks on Morehouse College's campus. I'm sure there are. Okay? A punk is a gay man, a man who likes men instead of women. And, you know, so if a woman transitions into becoming a man, and I don't know how that works. I don't know how, you know, I don't know. You know, you take a man who wants to be a woman, and then you got to, you know, excuse my language, but you got to cut his pecker off. And then you take a woman who wants to be a man, then you got to attach his pecker to her. Ah, my goodness. How did that work? I don't know. How did that work? That's got to be some crazy, strange stuff to doctors. Right? Now, I can see, you know, cutting off his pecker to turn him to a woman, but man, I don't know how to take that pecker and put it on a woman, make her into a man, and have it work and do everything it's supposed to do. That's amazing. And then what you got? You know, it's not like hearts and lungs and stuff being, you know, people having transplants with hearts and lungs and stuff like that. It's not like that, is it? When you say you want to be a donor, you say you want to be a donor. When you die, you want to give up your body parts for someone else. They gonna take your pecker, give it to someone else? They gonna take your pecker and preserve it somewhere like they're doing with other stuff? Someone sitting out there waiting on a pecker? That's freaking crazy. I don't know how that works. And again, it's hard for all men's school to bring in a woman who has transitioned into a man. And vice versa. Probably has got to be one of the hardest decisions, and they're bringing in outside people to make this decision for them. That's got to be a hard decision for anyone to make. Right? It's got to be. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. But anyway, I'm going to get off this and move on because I don't have much time left in the show. And at the same time, I would like to talk more. I would like to hear you guys' opinions, and but we're running out of time today. I'm going to have a great show tomorrow. A show that I wanted to do today, but I pushed it off until tomorrow. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. So just to give you a little crack of – before I go, and I don't know if you guys are watching Power. Did you guys see Power yesterday? I'm able to see it early in the day. So I saw it maybe 11, 12 o'clock on yesterday. But did you guys see Power? If you saw Power and it was powerful yesterday, it was powerful. And, you know, we watch it here at the house, and my wife been saying, it's really going slow, and the show isn't really, you know, grabbing you and taking off like it did in the first season. But all they were doing was each week they were kind of, you know, pulling you back in. So they were tying in the last season with this season. They're kind of bringing you back up to speed from what happened last season and then picking up from there. So now you see that where, you know, Tommy and Ghost and all these folks had gravitated to, then left his family, gone with this other woman. Tommy being with his girl, and then she became pregnant and didn't tell him. You know, that's something that's tough. And all the ladies that are listening to the show, if you ever get pregnant by someone, please let them know, and y'all deal with it however you're going to deal with it together, okay? Don't leave these things open like she did. She's pregnant by him, but she didn't want to tell him. I don't know why she didn't want to tell him that she was pregnant when she's pregnant. Because she's pregnant, and she's pregnant by him. They're living together. He's giving her a ring and all this, so why not tell him that you're pregnant? So Power has really off to on a really, really fast start this season, and I can't wait to see what this weekend is going to bring for the show. And again, we have been talking about the Spelman College. They may start to admit transgender women, and we were saying throughout the show that don't agree with it unless they've made that full transition. They've gone and had the surgery and everything done to become a woman, to go from a man to a woman. That's the only way that if I was on the board at Spelman College, that's the only way that I would start to admit transgender women, is that they've had all the surgery and they can prove that they're now women wanting to go to my all women's school. So again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you in about 23.5 hours. All right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Somebody, if anybody, someone told you that I've been hanging up cheating at night. Somebody, if anybody should get that story right, tell them they need to go get a life. Cause I don't need someone checking up on me watching my every move in sight. And you don't need those kind of worries to be messing your mind. Girl, you know that I'm not that kind of guy, and you need to just ask yourself why. Would I waste my time to commit such a crime? Do the best thing I have in my life. Someone's trying to